right, we're back. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. A partly sunny thing going on here and teetering on 70 degrees. Welcome to our Tuesday talk around. We always talk real estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. Steve Dietrich in house with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
We want to talk numbers? You say that kind of not much change there?
Yeah, not much change there yet. I was at a class in Fargo yesterday, and they all seem to think it might go down a little bit. And yet you keep hearing about feds wanting to raise some more.
Right.
So I guess we'll see, but I hope that the realtors are right.
Well, and you know, you talk about going to class, and I know one of the first few times we started doing this segment, I brought up all the changes that come along in real estate. We were just talking about that, some stuff coming down, and how that information comes down, too, based on, you know, just experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting out there and doing it.
You know, the state of North Dakota is going to go to a standardized forms so that everybody in the state is using the same form, whether it's purchase agreements or listing agreements, so that everybody's working from the same page. And, you know, I think that's a good thing. But, you know, there's always changes coming, and you got to relearn them again. And,
right.
And if you don't, you get in trouble.
Happens in real estate, happens in radio. So we're both still students, I guess.
That's right.
Hey, I got a couple questions that were emailed. This one was actually emailed last week. And no name on this, but it says, I have two questions for Steve and Sherry. And I think we've covered this before. We'll cover it again, though. What are closing costs, number one? And number two, how are they calculated?
That's a good question.
Yeah, a couple of good questions.
And a lot of times they keep fluctuating, too, with closing costs. So sometimes we got to call and ask ourselves. But, you know, in general, there are just certain things that happen typically with every transaction. And, you know, you've got loan origination fees, which in some cases are approximately 1% of your loan amount. And then you start getting into appraisals and home inspections and, you know, updating abstracts and title opinions and, mm-hmm. you know, those kinds of things, title insurance. And then there's just the fees that are charged by the closing company, too. So,
okay.
You know, those probably make up closing costs. And I guess I'll throw out an estimate. You know, I would say typically around 2.5 or 3% of your loan amount, unless it's a relatively low loan amount, then that percentage will go a little bit higher.
Okay.
But those are typically the numbers. And then, you know, in today's world, you still see a lot of buyers asking the seller to pay their closing costs. So if you get a seller that's willing to do that, and, you know, we got the no down payment programs, it's a matter of having a good job and a good credit report. You don't need a lot of money to get into a house in today's world.
Are sellers typically up to doing that, or is that kind of, I suppose that depends.
Well, you know, we certainly as realtors try to forewarn the seller that this could come.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it has to do with the offer then at that point. You know, if the people think that the seller is going to budge a little bit, but now you're going to throw in closing costs,
mm-hmm.
maybe they aren't going to budge much at that point. You know, they might be willing to pay him, but then you're going to pay close to full price.
A lot of wheels in motion in buying and selling homes. Boy, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that.
There is, and it's all individual basis, you know. Some people come in with large down payments, and then they don't even ask the seller to pay closing costs, but then they expect them to play with the price a little bit, too.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
You know, it kind of goes around in a circle, and it just depends. Everybody's situation's different.
All right. Well, let's get to question number two. This comes to us from Katie M. Katie, thank you for sending this. She wants to know, what was real estate like before the internet? That's another good question. Got two good ones today.
Yeah. Well, before the internet, I guess it was a lot of paper advertising probably, mm-hmm. or more so there.
Right.
And radio. And, you know, we still do some radio with those things, too. But the internet did change the world in a hurry, and so did the cell phone. And,
yeah.
you know, everything's right in front of them. So many more things are out there online every day. You can find it whenever you want it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you don't have to wait for somebody's Sunday ad to come out and see, oh, what's new in the real estate market.
That's right.
If you want to watch it on a daily basis, you'll find it.
And thanks to the photos, too, that people post, you can look inside and outside now.
Yep, that's correct.
You know.
And that does help, you know, certainly to get an idea what's going on inside that house. And, you know, you get a lot of comments that, gee, the photos made the house look bigger than it is or made it look smaller than it is. But at least you get some idea what's going on inside that house.
Absolutely. Has it made your job any easier?
Yeah, I think it does. And like everything else, it was a change. And, you know, me and computers aren't always, you know, a hot thing. Yeah. You know, like our kids can go through those things like crazy. Oh, for me, I kind of try to learn what I have to know. That's about it.
Right, and right.
So, but yeah, I've had to evolve with, you know, the real estate market and things like that for MLSs and stuff like that. Yeah, sure. Computers definitely part of it.
So any new listings coming up?
Yeah, I've got one that's going to be coming up probably within the next 30 days. It'll be one of those in a good range, story and a half, decent house. It would be one I think somebody's going to be after.
All right.
So, yeah, the upper end still is maybe a little bit slower, but at the same time, there just has been, you know, some more people looking around, which is good.
Steve, always great to have you in here every Tuesday.
It's fun to get in here.
And tell Sherry we miss her, too. This has been 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah, I will do that. She's not in. She hasn't been feeling well.
All right. All right. Steve Dietrich, we're talking real estate every Tuesday with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. And again, folks, thank you for these questions. And if you want to ask questions, then email them to us at studio@kbmwnews.com. You ask the questions, we'll get the answers for you every Tuesday at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a